It's a pleasure and a privilege to welcome acting Michigan State University President Satish Udpah back to the MSU Today microphone. Sir, welcome back.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you so much.
So good to see you, and thank you for all you're doing to guide this great university forward. And, you know, while the search for a new president is already on its way, just talk a little bit about how you're prioritizing your time and efforts.
Well, I like to split the things that we are doing into two buckets.
Yeah.
In the first bucket, for example, we are looking at things that we can do to heal the campus.
Yeah.
We want to right the ship, and we want to make sure that the amount of negativity that we saw on this campus comes down. So things like apologizing to the survivors, that was one of the first things we did. The second thing that we've done is to meet with some of the survivors to get a sense of the pain and anguish that they are, suffering. I also met with some parents, again, with the goal of trying to figure out what it is that they are going through, because for empathy, you need to be able to meet with these people and get a sense of what's going on. The third thing that we are doing in this first bucket is to, we have persuaded the trustees to look at the possibility of restoring that fund that allowed some of the survivors to get resources to heal themselves, to be able to get psychological support services and a whole bunch of things that they need in order to become whole. So we are going to make that fund available now. They are coming up with a version 2 of that fund, and so I'm hoping that we'll have that in place before too long.
And Satish, while we continue to heal and always remember what we've been through, there's a lot of progress going on that I think you want to remind you the business of this wonderful institution continues.
So as I said about a year ago, there's a mountain of good that we have built over the last 160-plus years, and we want to keep on building that mountain. So the second bucket, if you will, we are doing things to make sure that this university keeps doing well, not just for the next 5 years, not just for the next 10 years, but for the next 1,600 years, if you will, because institutions like Michigan State Universities, are here for the long haul. They're here because the public needs them, society needs them, and we have a big role to play, not just now, but in the centuries to come. And so we have to make the kinds of investments that are necessary to keep the university healthy, to keep the university relevant. And that's critically important if you want to move forward. So, for example, we are in the final stages of making sure that the facility for radioisotope beams will become operational in the next several months. It's vitally important that this investment that we have made over the last several years is ready for use. And the nation demands it, the world demands it, because we've got over 50 countries wanting to use that facility. It's not just United States. It's a global resource, and we have to make sure that this facility is ready. We are also investing in other things. For example, if you come to the campus, you will see there are a bunch of autonomous vehicles running around. Michigan has been a home to the automotive industry for decades, for over 100 years. We want to make sure that we help the automotive industry retain its leadership position again over the next 100 years. And this is going to have a huge bearing on our industrial strength and our ability to provide jobs for our people, to keep our scientific credentials intact. So these are things that are going on, and we are investing big time. Look at the third thing that we are looking at, and that is we are making investments for building a test facility in the Antarctica, thousands and thousands of miles away, where very few people live. And we are building a facility there that would allow us to detect neutrinos, a very elusive particle that comes from such things that are called blazars, for example, that are located billions of light years away. Again, fundamental science, things that are going to help us advance the interests of society, not just now, but in the hundreds of years to come. It's an exciting journey that we have undertaken for the past 160 years. the next 160 years, we want to make sure it's just as exciting.
And acting Michigan State University President Satish Udpah with me on MSU Today. And, sir, one of the initiatives being spearheaded by Provost Hewitt is the student success. We've done a lot on, obviously, it's not cheap to get this great education. So tell us about the student success initiatives to get students in and out.
You know, our retention figures, you know, the probability of a student coming into MSU, there's a 72% chance that he or she would continue on and get a degree. But there was a 28% chance that he would not succeed. That's a great waste of resources, not only from the student's perspective, but also from the state's perspective. It, you know, a mind loss is a terrible thing to lose. And so the university has consciously, over the past few years, looked at a bunch of other, we are collaborating with 11 other universities to make sure that the probability that a student who comes into this university succeeds. That number has inched up from 72% to 80%. It requires investment of resources, time, talent, and energy. But we are committed to doing that. We want to increase the number as much as we can. Again, as part of this consortium, we're doing a number of things to make sure that students get the degree that they deserve. And we are not going to allow a single student to drop off if we can avoid it. Yeah. That's so characteristic of a land-grant university like Michigan State.
And President Udpah, I know you travel around. You've been speaking with alumni in D.C. and Detroit area and even at the Final Four. What are you hearing from them about this important time in our history?
Well, they agree with the strategy that we have employed. Heal the university. Make sure that in doing so, we don't lose sight of the fact that we are here for the long haul. Help the university survive, thrive, do well. That's critically important. So it's so refreshing to meet your alumni when you go out there and you see how successful our alumni have been. Maybe we're doing something here. Maybe we have some secret sauce here that allows our alumni to do so well.
Satish, the MSU faculty are at the heart of all we do at MSU. The recent capital campaign raised funds to add 112 new endowed faculty positions. Why is this important, and why will MSU continue to seek private support?
Well, it is vitally important that we, as I said, that we invest in the university to make sure that we last not just for the next 160 years, but for the next 1600 years, because that's what we are trying to do. And that means that we've got to have quality faculty. I'm so happy to see the kinds of faculty that we have recruited over the past few years. We have people coming from Stanford, Yale, Harvard, institutions that we would not have the gumption to go to and attract these people. So this is an exciting phase of this institution's life. We are getting into areas that are likely to be relevant for, you know, several decades. And I'm sure the investments we make today will serve us very, very well. And private support is essential, because without that private support, we won't be able to do all the things that we are doing. You know, investments are critical. And given the fact that the investment from the state is going to diminish, it's been diminishing for the last several years, we want to make sure that our competitive edge does not go away. And that comes only when we have this private support.
And one of those outstanding faculty members you mentioned, Satish, is Christopher Kontag, who leads our IQ.
Exactly.
His whole precision medicine initiative is fascinating.
Yes.
And can you talk a bit about that?
Well, every time a baby is born in the state of Michigan, we collect a blood sample. And I don't know what we do with it, but we store it for 22 years or 20 plus years. Our suggestion is that we get that blood sample and lay out the kinds of issues, health-related issues, that this child is going to encounter as he or she grows. If we have that information available early on, we can make sure that the child gets the nutritional training, if you will. If I find out that this child is likely to face cardiac problems down the road, can I sort of make sure that I don't start this kid on hamburgers? Because if we don't, if we do that, down the road, it's likely that he or she will lead a very healthy life. Yeah. So we can do a bunch of things early on in a child's life that make sure that this kid stays healthy. Second, if we find out that a child is likely to encounter some health challenges, we can limit the tests that we carry out to a smaller segment of our population and make sure that we don't test everyone, that we test people with the degree of frequency, if you will, that is appropriate for that particular person. So if I'm not likely to encounter heart disease, if I'm not likely to suffer from heart disease, I don't have to undergo checks for heart disease like everybody else. I can probably limit the number of tests that we, and that decreases the healthcare cost for the entire society. And so that's an exciting development.
More efficient and better in our for our long-term health. And Acting President Udpai, I know you were recently at the Innovation Celebration. Can you talk about the development and sort of growth of this, what we call entrepreneurial ecosystem at MSU, and why is that important?
Well, 160 years ago, a bunch of wise men got together and said, we've got to create a university that's not only open to people without means, it should also develop, it should have research as one of the basic threads. But that research means nothing if we don't translate the fruits of our research activities into society. We've got to translate that work to benefit society. And what we saw yesterday was just that. We saw evidence of our faculty. We saw evidence of our students doing just that. They were able to come up with some really creative ideas and making sure that it is made available. People who were came up with some extraordinarily innovative varieties of potatoes, for example. There was a device there that allows you to use your iPhone, for example, just by putting on that little button there. It's able to measure your cardiac activity and tell you whether you are suffering from higher blood pressure, for example. So all these things are very exciting because they're going to be useful for society. It's incredibly exciting to watch all that happen. And again, it goes back to our land-grant roots.
And President Udpav, another word we hear that's almost become a buzzword is globalism. But what does that mean to you? How does it impact our students and our future at MSU?
Well, look at the problems that we face today. Several years ago, we had this picture of the Earth that we saw when Apollo 8 was able, you know, the astronauts on Apollo 8 were able to look at the show us these pictures. That picture, if you will, did not show any national boundaries. We live in a world that is interconnected. So what we do in this part of the country affects people on the other side of the globe just as well, because nature does not recognize the artificial boundaries that we have. So if we do something to affect our climate, affect our weather, it's not only going to affect us, it's going to affect people in Africa, it's going to affect people in Asia and so forth. So we have to be careful in what we do. So we have to develop the kinds of tools that are necessary to make sure that, for example, the climate change effects, that we do things that make sure that this planet is kept intact for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So,
Satish, you have sort of a very interesting background yourself, and I wondered if you might just give our audience a little taste of from the nuclear industry in India to coming to Colorado because they didn't have an application fee, and just, you know, you and Lolita are both outstanding researchers,
well,
your wife,
you.
And just a little, tell our thank little you. Bit about Satish Udpai.
Well, you know, 40 years ago, I was working in a company in India, and I decided to expand my horizons, and I wanted to come to this, you know, one of the ways that I thought I would be able to expand my horizons was to come to this country, get an education. Unfortunately, my means were very, very limited, and did not have the resources to apply for all the educational institutions that offered educational opportunities for me. It turned out there was one institution among many that did not charge an application fee, and so decided to apply to that university. And fortunately for me, they decided that I was worthy of their attention, got an education. And here I am 40 years later today. I'm so grateful to this country for giving me an opportunity to do well. My family is so grateful because my children have gone on to do well in their lives as well. So I'm eternally grateful to this country for all the opportunities that it conferred on me.
And along with your significant administrative role, obviously, you're an educator at heart and you really enjoy working with the students. Talk about that, and have students changed much over the years?
Well, one thing that, you know, despite rumors to the contrary, despite what you hear in the newspapers and in the media, our students are getting smarter and smarter. They're better equipped, largely because I think the environment has changed. You know, when kids who are 2 years old, 3 years old, have access to an iPad and they're able to access educational materials, believe me, that's only going to do one thing. It's going to make our kids smarter. And we are seeing that in the university. So the kinds of problems that our students are able to attend to are becoming more and more challenging. I'll tell you, the world is improving. Despite rumors to the contrary, this world is getting better in so many ways.
Now, Satish, when this new president comes in, and maybe you want to update what you can on the presidential search, you're not going anywhere. You're going to go back to your important role.
I'm going to back my old role, which is, you know, I served as the executive vice president for administration. I'll go back to that role. I'm looking forward to serving this university because it has helped me in so many ways over the years. There is nothing that I love more than, except my wife and children, of course, than this university. I'm going to do everything to help the new president do well because that's a priority for me.
And as we close, Acting President Udpai, just, and I know we could have a conference on this, but sort of your vision for MSU as we move forward and kind of key challenges and opportunities and maybe for higher ed in general.
You know, one of the goals that I'm sure every president has is to make sure that the value of the degree that we confer on students every year improves with time. So I want to assure all the alumni that the degrees that they got would only improve both in value and other intangible ways. That requires, as I said, making sure that our students succeed, that we invest resources in areas where we can make a contribution to society. That is vitally important.
Satish, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some of your views and wisdom with our audience.
Thank you. It's such a delight to be here and be talking to you.
That's Acting Michigan State University President Satish Udpai. You can keep up with all that he's doing at president.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.